Okay, let's get started with Bava Basra, Daf Chav Beis, and we are on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis as we continue here in Perek Lo Yachpar, all different issues relating to the Perek started off with Harchakas Nizakin, but what we got into was an expansion of that, and that is even more indirect than that. Am I allowed to open up a store? And that might impinge Hazagas Gvul issues, which will come up elsewhere also, but we touch on that today, as well as a couple of other stories and interesting information that we'll see on today's daf. Okay, so now let's get at the Chaf Aleph of the base. We are about 10 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua. We have just quoted a machlokas in the Braisa about the limitations of when one is allowed to move in from a different city and open up a store from a different mavoi. The more distant one is, the more limitations that they're not allowed to come in. If they're within the mavui, so then they have equal rights. But we just had a machlokas between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Tanakama said, "Ulishcheino eino kofehu." One is not allowed to force a neighbor not to open up a store of some kind. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, "No, you can even force the shachet." So now we're within the Tanakama. Amar Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, "Pshitali, it is obvious." It says, Yeshua, bar masa ar bar masa achriti mati ma'akev. If it's a person from this city to the person of another city, that for sure you could prevent. Even though the Tanakhama said, Ulishcheino eino kofehu, you can't force within the same area, but from a different city, for sure. Vishayach bakarga dahacha lo mati ma'akev. But if that person that lives outside pays taxes in this city, so then they're considered a member of this city. Then lo mati ma'akev, they can't be ma'akev. Bar mevoa denafshe lo mati ma'akev. So if it's from a different city, can't be ma'akev. If it's from my mavui within my area, my alley, then I can't be cannot be ma'akev, because they have the same rights as I do. The Yad Ramah writes, even if for some reason they have a ptur from taxes. Doesn't work exactly like the other way. If somebody lives outside and they pay taxes, then they're considered part of the city, and I cannot protest. If they live in my mavui, even if for some reason they don't pay taxes, that does not mean that they don't have the other rights of the city. Says the Yad Ramah, V'yavag Abdelo Shayach B'karga Damasa. So even though they're not shayach for some reason, Bidinhu Delachayve B'chiyuve D'bnei Mavui. U'mishmayehu D'rachimu Alei. They have some type of clergy exemption. From Shemayim, they have compassion. To iftar mikarga me anfa achrina v'lamishim de lo havi mi b'nei mavui. The fact that they don't pay for some reason doesn't mean that they're not b'nei mavui. It's just that the other way, if they do pay, so then that makes them be considered part of the mavui. So says Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua. Outside the city, you can't protest. Within the same mavui, you cannot protest. Boy, Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua. What's my only question? Bar mavoa a bar mavoa achrina mai. What if it's within the same city but a different mavui? So then it's a little bit distant, a little bit close. So Teiku, that question is unanswered. We haven't mentioned in a while, but just to mention, Teiku we usually interpret as Tishbi Yataritz Kushis Vabayos. Where does that come from? So there is a Tosfos Yantif in the end of Masechet Idios, on the last mission in Idios. Tosfos Yantif, we know, was a Talmud of the Maharal Prague. Maharal told him, you need to improve the learning of Mishnayos and Klal Yisrael. So he wrote a commentary, one of the classic commentaries on Mishnayos. So the Tosfos Yantif there at the end of Masechet Idios, which ends off with the pasuk at the end of Malachi, the end of Nevi'im. Hinei Shaleach Lachem Esel Yoa Navi. So on that pasuk, he talks about Teku, because the pasuk talks about El Yo Anavi. He says, "Hinei Anochi Shleilchem Zel Yo Anavi." Veishal Leiv Avos Abanim. Klomar Al Hachukim BaHamishpatim Yishvel Leiv Avosim Leiv Banim Shalotia Od Machlokes Beneim. There won't be a machlokes in the future. The parents and the children, everybody will know the halacha. V'nira Li Demehacha Regilin Lomar. This is the pasuk that is the source for the concept that we say Teku. Sha'amru b'gamara hino trikon, tishbi yataritz kushis v'abayos. Afal bi, sha'mashva'uta nirali tehe koi. Even though the similar interpretation of teku is like the word ukimta. Tehe koi, it'll stand. Meaning we don't know the answer. Teku, it'll stand. But we darshan it on a deeper level. Tishbi yataritz kushis v'abayos, where does that come from? It comes from this pasuk at the end of Navi. Shalech lechem es Eliyahu Navi, he's going to come and answer all our questions. And he ends off, Yisnachmu ze baze amen ken yeh b'yameinu. Halavai, it should be in our day, but that's Teku, the Tosfos Yantif at the end of Meseches Idios. Okay, and there's a lot, we always talk about why Tishbi and not Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Chafetz Chaim's encouragement that it's only he's only going to answer Kushios Va'abayos. He's not going to answer the explicit halachos in the Rambam. Right, that we have to study ourselves, even in Kachem and Taurus. Right, he's not going to tell us exactly what the halach is. He's only going to answer the sveikas that we have. So we have to know everything else, and then just come to him with all of our sveikas. Okay? Amar of Yosef says the Gemara four lines up. Umodi Rav Huna. Rav Huna, who we mentioned earlier, admits, Bimikri dar dekid lo matzi ba'akif. Rav Huna, who said earlier, as Rashi quotes here, regarding Bar Mavoa du'uke rechaya. Right, the Rav Huna holds like Rashi Begam Leo, who's Mode, who says that you can protest against, on someone else, by a teacher, by a mikri daratiki, as we had on yesterday's daf, you cannot protest. Do lo matzi ma'akif, do amar mar, as we learned, the, Bali Tosfos take out the next couple of lines, and they just skip to the top. Kinaso from Tarba Chachma. Right, as we mentioned yesterday, the more Torah there is, the more competition there is in terms of education, right, the better it is. Kina Sofrim Tarbe Chachma. If we look at Talmud Torah, when he quotes this, he quotes another pasuk. The end of Perek Beis in Ilchas Talmud Torah. Says the Rambam, Melami Tinokos, Shebach Aveiro Upasach Bayis, Lelameid Tinokos Bitzido. Opens up another school. Kadeshi Yavot Tinokos Acherim Lo. To have other children come. O Kadeshi Yavot Mitinokos Shalze Eitzalze. Eino Yocholim Chosbiado. Shenemar Hashem Chafetz Laman Sidko Yagdil Torah Viadir. This is Lusui Marbes. So Rambam doesn't quote the Kinaso from Pasuk, but he quotes a different Pasuk. Hashem Chafetz Laman Sidko. That's the Pasuk that, that he quotes. Again, it gets, when you, there are different schools in one town, so one has to balance that with, you know, will there be parnasa for all of the people involved? But that's the Rambam over here. The Vilna Gaon on Shulchan Aruch, when this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, he assumes that this is only with a ben mavui, right? We're just with the background of the previous Gemara. Within the same mavui, so then, or within maybe another mavui, but from a different town, so the Gra says even the Rambam would agree. Which the Beis Yosef is not convinced of. The Beis Yosef there in Hilchos Malamdim seems to say that it's even it would be Meir Acheris. The Chassam Sofer here, a couple of Chassam Sofers on these Dafim that are important. Again, every Chassam Sofer is important, but he says here, well, maybe it's based on, we'll see soon, the Shita of the Rimigash. The Rimigash on the Gemara that we didn't get to yet, but we'll get there in a few minutes. The Rimigash says, with all these limitations of people coming in from the outside, if it's better for the consumer for the other person to come, says the Rimigash, either because of the qualitatively better produce or asset or cheaper, the Rimigash says you can't limit somebody coming in from the outside if it's going to be better for the clients of the people who live there. So says the Chassam Sofer, based on that Rimigash, I think that's exactly why there is no limit by Mikri Dardiki, because the more teachers that come and the more yeshivas that open and the competition, that's going to raise the quality. And that's going to be better for the student. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. The Talmud Chacham, and then he adds, and not only a better, but a Talmud Chacham lo made Yoser Tov, basically, he quotes the Tosfos of Kedushin Daf Chavtes. Talmud Chacham lo made Yoser Tov be'ir acheres, she'ein beiso imo. When somebody is away from their familial, family responsibilities, they're able to focus more, they're able to be away, that's why many are going off to yeshiva. Right, so imkein melamid bar masa achriti she'ein beiso imo lo made yoser betov matinokos. So if you have a rebbe from the outside, it could be that he's going to be able to be more focused on the students, and it's going to be better. Upashut de lekulei alma ein yochol bar masa lakev. And it's obvious that the person who lives in the city can't be ma'akev. Dafilu bischora da'alma, even business, even financial benefits, they can't be ma'akev. Spiritual benefits, surely. But that's an important tosfos in Kiddushin that he quotes, that it could be that one doesn't have all the family responsibilities or connections to wherever he is, so then that would be able to, at least for a temporary time period, be able to focus more on the students. But that's what the Chassam Sofer says, maybe based on that Rimigash, which we'll read inside by the Shem in a couple of minutes. That explains why there are less limitations on Melamde Tinokos because of Kina Sofer and Tarba Chachma, or at the Rambam said, Hashem Chavetz Laman Sidko Yagul Torah V'Yadir. The two lines that we skipped, Tosis points out on top, we don't have that Girsa because this is not listed in Perek Merubah with the Takanas Ezra. And here it's mentioned that it was one of the Takanas of Ezra about Moshivin, Melamde Tinokos, but that is not in the list, so Tosis takes out that Girsa. Okay, we continue. Top line. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak umo derefuna brei derev Yeshua biruchlin hamachzirin ba'ayaro delamati ma'akev. Just like we mentioned that there is no ikuvim by mikri dardiki by the students, also by rochlin hamachazirin ba'ayaros, by peddlers who go from city to city. Also, the Lomatzi Ma'akev. Why? Because here, there's a Takanas Ezra. To Amar Mar, Ezra, Tikelim, Yisrael, Ezra was Mesakein, Shirochlin, Machzirin, Ba'ayaros. That peddlers could go from city to city, specific types of peddlers. Kedeshiu, Tachshitin, Mitsuya, Lebnos Yisrael. Chazal wanted Benos Yisrael to be able to get all the jewelry they need, and to be able to, Matzachid, Beinei, Ba'alehen, and therefore, they allowed, you know, traveling peddlers to come in, even though there were stores in the town themselves, but they allowed that specifically for this goal. Va'ani mili la dure. This is only, we allow them to peddle. Exactly, to go in the city from place to place. Avalak vuye lo. To open up a store from when you're outside. So that one wouldn't be able to do, because that's setting up more kfius, and that is more we would say is undermining the parnasa of those who live there. La'akvuye. We find elsewhere, not exactly the same, we find elsewhere the difference between arai and kfius coming in from the outside. We'll have Be'ez Hashem in about 6 months or so, the Gemara of the beginning of Sanhedrin, where the Gemara discusses the isser of being mora halacha bifnei rabo. Right, poskening in front of your Rebbe. So the Gemara there says, and the Rambam quotes it, when your koveya medrash is even more serious than just poskening the shayla. Right, there's a difference between setting up a base medrash and just, okay, somebody asks you a shayla, bimakom rabo. Right, so similar, it could be similar here. Might not be. Here it might just be about financial loss, which then would not have a parallel to posig bifnei rabo. But we have that similar type of chiluk in that sugya as well. So again, the Gemara says we allow them to be mistovev and peddle avalak vuyelo v'itzurva me rabbanan who, and if he is a talmid chacham where whose time is of the essence. And Rashi says third skinny line the tarid begirsa, he is involved totally in his learning below urchi la dure, and he's not his derech to be chozer bo. So then afil lak vuyenami, right, even be to koveya we would allow. Kama, keep in mind, remember what we discussed last week when we spoke about the talmid chachamim that will be pturos from certain communal responsibilities. That's a certain type of talmid chacham. Remember the Yad Rama said there it's torasso umnaso, somebody who doesn't stop learning for a second, somebody in that type of regard, right, not just somebody who's in the the rabbinate of Bizman Hazeh, right? Of course, there are differences here too. Tzura Meirabana, Tarid Begirsa, can't do anything else. That would give him a more expansive allowances. Akvulek Vuyanami, Kihad Rava Sharal Ulu Rav Yoshia Ulu Rav Ovadia Lakvuye Delo Kehilchasa. Like Rava allowed these two rabbis to be koveya, even coming from the outside. Delo Kehilchasa. What does Delo Kehilchasa mean? Rashi says Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. Right. Even though it's not Meikar Hadin. My Taima. Why Kiva Derabana Ninhu Asu Letardu Migir Sahu. Since they are focused. Taraso Nasan, so we don't want to be matrid them and remove them from their girsa. Right? One might say from their learning. One might say, well, 2 points. One more limited point and then more general point. Rabbi Yona writes here that this heter of being koveya and the allowances that we allow is specifically by the Rochel HaMechazer Bayaros with the Tachshitin. It's not anyone who wants to open up any business. The Talmud Chacham is specifically this because of the other need of Ezra HaSofer being Metakin, that we want the Tachshitin to be available to Benos Yisrael. But if somebody wants to open up a non-Tachshitin store and try to get the Heterim of a Talmud Chacham Tarid Begirsa, it doesn't say that anywhere here. It doesn't say that we would extend that. It's because also, Shahari Pirish Davka, says Rabbi Yona, Kerochel Machazer Bayaros, Shari Tiknu Shirochlin Machazer Bayaros, because of the Takana, Avo Bashar Schoros, Lomatinu Shehitiru Lutzura Mirabana, Lekvo Achanus Birachares. But we don't find the Heter specifically here because Ezra Sofer made that Takana. We might say, you know what, so for a few minutes he'll open up. He'll open up the store and he'll go around. Every second we have to be worried about. Right? Tarid Bigir Sayu. So every second, so it'll take a few minutes. So, well, we always have to remember the value of every second of Talmud Torah. not just the general koveya, the value of every second, and to chazer, every few months, we have to chazer the grah in the Shnos Elio, the grah in the beginning of Shas, second Masechta, Peah. First Mishnah in Peah, we say it every morning, Elu Dvarim, so the Gra on that Mishnah, on the phrase of Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, the Gra has a well-known comment. The Gra here in the back of the Yochanan Boaz, in the Shos Eliyahu, the Gra says, why is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam and Talmud Torah Ein Lehem Shir, says the Gra. V'nakad hatana had ein l'tamat Torah shir l'mata l'horos shetzarech ha'adam ma'od ma'od l'chabe v'satorah. We have to love the Torah, and it has to be so beloved. To bechol teva v'teva shalamad ba, every word that we learn, hu mitzvah b'fnei atzma, is another mitzvah of Talmud Torah. V'haraya sheyotze b'teva achas mitzvah liman haTorah shishkula k'negon kol haMitzvos. One word, I can be yotze. V'haklal bazeh she'im avatlan Talmud Torah afilu l'mitzvah. Im yichol l'he'asos ha'idei acherim. And I can't stop learning to do another mitzvah if it can be done by others. A separate topic. V'aseichel mechayiv bazeh. And then he says, logic dictates that Talmud Torah is doche other mitzvos. Mipnei, in context where E.F. Shar lasos, where Efshalasos. Mipnesha kol teva v'teva mitzvah b'vnei atzma mitzvah gedola. V'shkula k'neged kulam. V'yim kain. Kishalomed l'mashal. Daf echad. You come to one daf yomi shir. Mikayim kama meyas mitzvahs. We got millions of mitzvahs. We learn for an hour. We got millions of mitzvahs. Every word, every second that we learn is another mitzvah. V'yim kain. Bivada. And if we go visit somebody in the hospital, who we have to do, but if we have to visit, so then 3 hours, one mitzvah. Learning Torah, millions of mitzvos. V'yim kein bevada yoser tov l'kayim mea mitzvos mi mitzvah achas. Ra k'shi yefshar l'kayim aday acher azay rashoy levatel. Right, but if not, if this is yefshar, so then you can be mevatel, which we've discussed in other contexts. According to the Gra, right, say it this way. According to most achronim, the Stipler says this in Maseches Brachos, and the Ar Sameach says it, we have a chiyuv to learn every free second of our life. Every free second, when we're eating, when we're taking care of our kids, when we're making a parnasa, all the other mitzvahs that we have to be involved in. So then, how do we look at it conceptually? There's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah then. It's not that there's an unfulfilled chiyuv. No, there's no chiyuv when I'm involved in something else that I'm supposed to do as an observant Oved Hashem. But the Gra, and there's one word here, suggests another perspective. He says, no, but if there's another mitzvah you have to do, as Rashoy Levatel. So then you can be Mevatel. Meaning what? Does that just mean you don't have to do it, or does that mean it's Bittul Torah, but you're allowed to do it? According to the Vilna Gaon, every second of our life is a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. It's just that, at certain points, we're allowed to not fulfill that Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, right? Which would help for the other issue of Tosfos and Maseches Brachos, about why we don't make a new bracha every time we open up a sefer after taking the two-hour break. Because according to the Gra, the Chiyuv never stops. According to generally, most Achronim assume the Chiyuv stops, and they have to give a different answer to the question. But either way, the Gra here is a very important Gra, Shnos Elio in Peah, where he discusses the mitzvah of Talmud Torah every second, and that's what's behind our Gemara here, that when somebody is Tarasu Ubnasu, and they use every second, so we allow them to be Koveya, their store, and not just to peddle, because of Tarid Bigir Sayu. And we want them to keep their learning going. Okay, we continue. Hanu dikuloi daasu dikuloi labavel. There was certain dikuloi. What are dikuloi? Rashi quotes. Either people who sell baskets or people who sell pots. Right? One of the two. Right? People who sell things. Asu b'nei masa kamakvi lavayu. So the people of the city, right, of Bavel said, no, you can't be here. Asu l'kame de Ravinas. They came to Ravina. Amalahu. Ravina said, me alma asu ula alma lizvenu. What's the problem? You can't protest. They came from outside, but so many people also came from the outside to buy. So they came, and there'll be other people. So you cannot protest. But the Gemara mentions, v'hani mili b'yom ha'deshuka. That's only on the day of the marketplace, where people come from all over. So there, you could have sellers that come, you could have buyers that come, and that is where we say that it is allowed. Ava below yom ha'deshuka lo, but on a regular day that's not yom ha'deshuka, that doesn't, people don't come from all over, so then one wouldn't be allowed to, they wouldn't be able to come. The Adramah says, it doesn't mean that the people who come from the outside are only allowed to sell to people that come from the outside. No, it just means everybody's here and everybody could do could be in contact with everybody else. You don't have to ask, you know, are you from this town? Oh, I can't sell to you. No, it's everybody. To asu kuli alma lemizvin, vahanach to asu me alma lemizvin, lava daita to bere masa bilachud kaasu. Ela daita dachrini nami to asu me alma. Dishtakach dahani asu adaita dahani, vahanu asu adaita dahani. Everybody has everybody in mind. And therefore, there are no limitations on the Yom of the Shuk. Ubu di Yom of the Shuk and Nami. And the Gemara continues, and even on the Yom of the Shuk, lo amrina elazvuni b'shuka. Only it means you could go into the designated market area and sell. Avola ahadure, but to go peddle in the city, meaning outside the market, lo, that's also a limit. Meaning you could be in the area where the public is. Good. Hanu Amoroi. Next, the Aisu Imra Lefumnara. There were certain wool sellers that came to Pumnara in order to sell their wares. Asu Bnei Masa Kamakvi Alayu. Again, the Bnei Masa, the people came and said, "Boy, what are you doing?" Asu Lekavidu Rav Kahana Amar Lehu Dinuhu Demakvi Alayhu. Rav Kahana says they can be Makiv. I'm sorry that you can't be here because the people of the city, this is their parnasa, and you can't impinge. Amrulay, they said, but wait, Rebbe, Islan Ashrai, we have Ashrai B'masa. We previously have sold things to people in this city, we haven't gotten paid back yet. So we want to be here until they pay us back, and meanwhile, we need to have food to eat. So, Amrulahu, so Rav Kahana tells them, Zilu Zivnu Shir Chiyusayichu, okay, you could sell up until the amount that you need to live, Ad akrisu ashrai ditru vazlisu, until you come and you get whatever they pay you on credit, and then you can leave. Meaning you have a minimal heter to stay here as long as you need, but sell only the basic amount, like the Chafetz Chaim story. Right when he sold enough that he needed, he closed the store. Everybody wanted to buy from the Chafetz Chaim, so they closed the store right when he got as much as he needed, and then everybody else could go to the other stores in the town. Two limitations. On all of these limitations, first, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rimi Gash, they both work together. Let's mention the Rimi Gash because we just mentioned that earlier. The Rimi Gash says here, all of these limitations, like Rav Kahana just told him, you can't come here, that's only if the consumer is not losing anything by the other seller not coming here. But if the consumer, the person who lives in the city, will gain, why? One of two possibilities. The Rimi Gash says, either cheaper or better. Better quality. Aval hecha deshavaluhu is kayola hadadi. Velo shavu damim ahadadi. Same quality, but it's cheaper. Or inami, shavin damim ahadadi. Velo shavu iski ahadadi. Right? It's better quality. So then, we're not going to do something for the betterment of the local sellers at the expense of the loss of the local buyers. Right? Why should one win over the other? Mistavra, says the Rimi Gash. Dilamavid takanta lamochrim, but my diika pseida ala lokrim, less than reshusa. Hilkach, kivan diika harvacha lolokrim, since the buyers will have profit, either financially or quality, lav called kaminayu, demochrim, demisakni, lenafshayu, mafzi lachrini. So they can't do that. The Ramban quotes this, remember the Rimi Gash was very early, the Ramban quotes this Rimi Gash, and argues at least regarding the cheaper, right? Better quality, he'll agree. But he says, just because it's cheaper, the Ramban is not so convinced that that would be better for the town. But that is one limitation, that if they're having the Rimi Gash, if it's cheaper, if it's better quality, you have to allow them in. The Rabbeinu Yonah here, and the Elias to Rabbeinu Yonah, has another limitation, which is very halacha lemaisa to some of our stores. Dafka limkar al yad kederach bal chanuyos shabair. If they're selling the same quantity, avala havi sham schora v'limkar kederach asochrim harizet tova lebnei ha'ir. Wholesale selling larger quantities. So larger quantities might be better for the person, right? The larger, major mammoth stores moving in, right? Those could hurt the local groceries. Major discussions about sometimes you have one of these major Walmart. Or stores that move in, and then all the other stores are finished, right? Because they have obviously a lot of reasons for that. But that's this Rabbeinu Yonah. If it's better for the consumer, it's very hard to make limitations for the seller. But again, halacha tries to have a balance between the two. There are takanas for both. And again, every shayla, if there's a specific shayla, should be asked. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, Rav Dimi min Arda, right in the middle, Asi Grogoris Bisfina. Now we have a story. Rav Dimi min Arda came to sell Grogoris, right? Came to sell dried figs. Bisvina in a boat. Amalei Reish Galusa LaRava Pukhazi. Reish Galusa told Rava. You have to remember the players in this story because they're all going to come up later again. So Reish Galusa says to Rava, Pukhazi, Itzurva Meir Abananu, go check this Rav Dimi who's coming from Naharda, coming from Bavel, right? Go check if he is a rabbi, if he's a Tzurva Meir Abanan, Nakali Shuka, and then hold off everyone else in the Shuk, let him sell his wares. Because again, like we said before, Garis Tari Bigger Sayu. So go test him. See how he is. So Amarle Rava Ravada Brava. Rava says Ravada Brava. If you look in the Nitzotze R here, Ruvi Margolis works out how old Rava was, because there's going to be Abaya and Rav Yosef, and it's a little difficult exactly the age of Rava here. He should have been much younger, and it sounds like he was a grown man here. But either way, Amale Rava Ravada Barava. So the Reish Galusa tells Rava, go check him out. So Rava goes to Ravada Barava, and he says to him, you go test him. Puk tahi le bakan kadei. Rava says, Ravada Barava, go smell the barrel. Meaning, go check how he is, go test him. Nafak Azal. So he went out, and he answered the following question. Not the first question that we might have asked someone to test him, but first question that he asks. Boy mine pil shebala kfifa mitzris vehikia derech beis harehi mahu. Right, it's a question that comes up in Maseches Menachos. You have an elephant. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos is exactly what the case is. Rashi says an elephant swallowed a basket, and then it came out from the other side. Does it still have the status of a basket? Right, that's the question. Tosfos does not, based on the Gemara Menachos, does not believe that that's the question. Tosfos says no, it has to be a case where, meaning according to Rashi, what's the suffix? A kli made out of galal, out of dung of an animal, is not makabel tumah. So here this was a real basket, but now it came out of the dung of the animal. So do we still, let's not think of it as this huge basket that you can put pomegranates in. Maybe a tiny little kli. Right, so does it still have the status of a basket, or is it kli galalim? Do you go by what it was made of, or what process it went through? If we want to conceptualize the question. Tosfos, based on the Gemara Menachos, does not think that's the question. He thinks, no, it's the raw materials. He swallowed some reeds, which might make more, realistic sense if we think about it, from our view, unless it's a very small basket. Right, bala hutsin, va'avdinu kvifa. And then, after the hutsin came out the other side, so then you made a basket out of those. So is that a kli galalim? It wasn't that it was a kli first, and then you want to know if it retained the status of the kli. It was never a kli. And now you want to know if you make it into a kli, would that be a kli galalim or not? So that's the machlokas Rashi Tosfos. But either way, mahu, what's the question? Lo avi biyadei. So Rav Dimi from Naharda did not know the answer to this question. Amarle, mar niyu rava. So Rav Dimi says, by the way, he says to the questioner, are you rava? I've heard great things that there's a great, Gadol Hadar here named Rava. Are you him? Are you Rava? So Tavale Besandale, he kind of stepped with his sandal. He did some type of semi-insulting gesture. Tavale Besandale, Amarle, he says, Bein Didi LaRava Ikatova. I'm not Rava. Between me and Rava, it's a Lahavdil. Right, this is the source of Lahavdil, right? There's a big difference. Rav is up there and I'm over here, but all I know is, Mi'al Karchach, I know Rabcha. But I at least know a little bit, I know the answer to this question. For Rava, Rabba, Dirabcha, and Rava is the Rava of your Rebbe. Meaning he says that, I'm not Rava, but you didn't answer the question, so I'm not going to close the marketplace for you. Lo naktu leshuka, so they didn't do that, and what happened? Pasid, Grogoris, Diday, so all of his produce got spoiled. Also the commentary of Yosef. So then, Rav Dimi from Naharda comes in front of Rav Yosef. Armalei Chazi Mar Mai Avduli. You see what they did to me? How they treated me? They came in front of Rav Yosef. They asked me this question and they didn't allow me to sell my wares. Armalei. So Rav Yosef answers. Man de lo shahei lo unisa de malka de edom lo nishahei lo unisech. The one, Hashem, who doesn't delay in punishing for what happened to the Melech of Edom, won't delay in punishing for your Ona'a. For those who, remember, Ona'a is Dvarim, those who took advantage of you. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says in Amos, Ko'amar Hashem, al shlosha pish'e Moav, al arba'a lo ashivenu. On three actions, the negligence of Moav, I'm going to punish Moav. And on four, lo ashivenu, al sarfu atzmos Melech Edom lasid. Right, on those so he burned the bones of the king of Edom, so he said that was terrible, and therefore Hashem's not going to delay, and he's going to punish right away. So that's where Yosef said, there's not going to be a delay in the punishment, and what happens? Noach Navshe de Rav Ada Bar Ava. Rav Ada Bar Ava died. Right? Rav Ada Bar Ava was the one who asked the question. Right? He was the one that asked this question. Stop there for a second. The Ritva notes here that, what was the inappropriateness of the question? right? The Gemara clearly has says it's inappropriate. So the Ritva says, well, think about the Gemara we had at the end of Bamitzia a couple weeks ago. Kuf Yud Dalit says the Gemara. There, if you remember, Mishum Delo Yada Beseder Taharos Lo Havi Leila Zilzule Bay Velo Leminket Le Beshuka. Just because somebody doesn't know a question in Taharos, that's not a reason. Maybe in Nashim, Nezikin, Kachim, and Moed. But remember, the Eliyahu HaNavi met one of the Amoraim in the Beis HaKfaris, and he said, "What do you want from me? I don't know all of six. You know, I'm trying to work on four of the Siddurim. I'm not working on the six of the other two. Kedarin Hasam, Barbalo Masina, Beshisa Masina." Right, and therefore says the Ritva, that was the issue here. The issue was he shouldn't have asked him this kind of question. He should have asked him a question that was more expected. But either way, now that Rav Ada Bar Ava has died, all five people in the story take the blame. They each say, "You know what? It was my fault. It was all my fault." Why are each of them saying this? Why did each one of them feel bad? Tosis, ana anishte kol echad mehen hayimisonein shal yado meishavada. They were all worried and complaining. Mishub darida b'Shabbos. They all know the Chazal of Masecha Shabbos. Kol mi shechaviru ne'anash shal yado ein machnisin also b'mechitzaso shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. If anybody is punished because of me, so that's a reflection on me. Meaning I should be mochel, I should be ne'alaveno olev. I don't want anybody to be punished on account of me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Dayan HaEmes, and he's going to punish whoever deserves to be punished. So if somebody does something per se, they're going to get punished. But if it's only because I got upset, then it's because, then Amoraim did not want to go near there. So that's why they were all doing tshuva and saying, "Oh, it was my fault, and they felt very bad because of that Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. So each one of them, now let's see them, all five. First, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef, who was the one that said this curse, the one who was going, didn't delay, Rav Yosef Amar, ana anishte. It's me, Dana Latiyasei. I was the one that said that curse. I was the one that said to him, to Rav Dimi, so it's because of me. Rav Dimi min Arda Amar. Rav Dimi from Arda said, "No, I know Anishte. It's because of me. The Afte Grogeris Drudi. It was my produce that went bad, so he caused me a loss. So Hashem got upset and punished him for that. So it's because of me." Again, even though it was indirect, we have many Chazals about this throughout. Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin that David HaMelech was held a little accountable for the murder of Novir HaKohanim. That Shaul HaMelech and Doeg, they murdered. What was David? David was. But David was hiding out, and he was somehow involved in a little bit in what happened. So on his level, he was held accountable a little bit. So here too, if we're at all related and involved in somebody else's punishment, we try to stay away. So number three, Abaya Amar Ananishte. Abaya says it was me. Why? Because the following, to Amar Lulu Rabbanan, because the one who Rav Adam Rabba used to tell the Rabbana, we were sitting in Shir, and they used to say, Adamagramisu Garmi Be'abaya, literally, instead of chewing on the bones in Abaya's yeshiva, his Torah, Suachli Bisrashmena Be'rava. You know, go eat the fat meat that can make you satiated in the yeshiva of Rava. Right? And I felt a little bad about that. So that's why, you know, maybe Abaya says that he was punished because of him. One second, isn't that like very insulting? Right, so we can go through the Chavos Yoris Tshuva where he talks about all the insults in the Talmud trying to redo them, but we'll just focus on the Marsha here. No, what was Marsha? It wasn't an insult. Rava was just staying, not Rava, Rav Ada Bar Ava, was saying to the Talmidim, learn everything. But remember, halacha lemaisa, we paskin like Rava. Right, except in those six cases, the Yal Kagams. That's what he was saying. Instead of focusing so much on Abai, remember, you know, the fatty meats, you gotta remember to focus on Rava even more, because that's what we paskin like. And says the Marsha, and by the way, why focus on the bones? Garmi, right? So he says Garmi is exactly Yal Kagam. Right, in the Gematria, right, the Yud and the Yud is the same and the Mem is the same and the other letters are equal out. Garmi, which is the bones, right, is Yal Kagam. So that's what he's saying. Instead of focusing on the Abaya, the Yal Kagams, those six cases, right, go Rava, we always pass it like Rava. That's the Marsha classic, telling us that obviously it's not, didn't mean it as an insult here, he was just telling it. But again, in a little bit, it made Rava, made Abaye feel bad. So it made Abaye feel bad, so that's why, he took the blame that he was punished. I'll read you the line. Lo zilzel kol kach, ela mishun teba halachas muotos halacha kabaya, legabe de Rava, biyalkagam. Markein adagramisu garmi bey, vechushbena dedin, dedain, kechushbena dedain. Right, that's, same gematria. Okay. Viter, number four, first wide line. V'Rava Amar Anonishte. Rava said no. Rava said I was the one, right? I sent her of Ada Barava to go test him. And also the following. T'chiyavi Azal Beit Tabcha L'Mishkalumsa. Rava said whenever I used to go to the butcher to buy some meat, Amar Luhu L'Tabchi, I told this the butcher, Anosha Kilna Bisra Mikamit Shame de Rava. You know, let me take meat before the servant of Amar Lahu, he said to them, Latabhi, right, let me take meat before the servant of Rava. Rava's servant was there, and Rav Ada was there. So Rav Ada said, you know, let me go first. Because I should go ahead of him, meaning the servant of Rava. The problem was that maybe the servant of Rava is, Achronim say Shluch Hashalom Kamoso. So you're basically going in front of Rava, not just in front of the servant of Rava. So maybe that's why, and I took offense, Rava was saying, and therefore, maybe that's why it was a problem. And finally, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, the last one, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, maybe he was punished because of, on my account. Why? Ano anishte. To Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Reish Kala Have. He was the Reish Kala. What does it mean, the Reish Kala? Yarche Kala. Rashi says, Reish Kala, Doresh Barabim Bishabasos. He used to give the drasha. Right? Sometimes kala in the Gemara means the big drasha is given before the chagim. Right? There's a stira in Rashi, in Maseches Brachos, whether there was a big drasha only before Sukkot and Pesach, or also before Shavuos. But either way, generally, usually, kala in the Gemara means the different, the shiurim that were given in the before the chagim, right, the end of the last line. If you want to look at the end of the second parak in Brachas, the last amud, so the Gemara there talks about this, and there's a Rashi there. Shahayu na yud zayinim abezim Brachas. Shahayu na safim sham Yisrael ba'adar lishmo behilchas Pesach medrash de Ravashi ube'elul lishmo hilchas hachag. So that's Pesach and Sukkot. And if you look in the Gilyan Hashas, right, the Gilyan Hashas says, look at Rashi, look, come on, Lamed Amid Aleph. So if you look, 10, 12 later on Dav Lamed, Rashi there quotes, Bishabsa Derigla, Shilafnei Pesach, Ve'atzeres, Ve'sukkot. Right, all three. So here, there's another usage. Here, the Gemara uses Kala just to mean the Shabbos Drasha. Right, the Shabbos Drasha, that's what Rashi says, Doresh Barabe Bishabasos. So the, Gemara says that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was the one that used to give the Shiurim on Shabbos, Reish Kalahave. We'll get back to that, the Shiurim on Shabbos. Let's just finish the story though. Kol Yoma, Mikami Dineo Lakala, every week before he went in to give his big drasha, Marhit Bahade Rav Ada Bar Abba Lishmaitse. He used to review his Shiur with Rav Ada Bar Abba. Right, before he gave the shiur. V'hadar ayelakala, then he used to give it. Right, he used to give a trial run. Hahu yoma naktua rav papa v'rafuna b'redu v'yishua l'ravada baraba. But on that day, they rav papa and rafuna b'yishua caught up with ravada baraba to ask him a question. Right, before he was supposed to go and review the drasha with Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, but he didn't come. He didn't come because he was busy answering the question of Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua. Mishum de lo havi b'siyume. They weren't at the siyum. They weren't at the siyum of what? Rashi quotes two days here. They weren't at the siyum, meaning at the decision when Rav Nachman was made, the Reish Kala, and they didn't know that he reviewed the Torah with him every day. Or it means they weren't at the end of the discussion of Meseches Bechoros. And therefore they had a question on Meseches Bechoros. Either way they had a question. So Amrule, they said, Eimelon hanishmait, said the Meister Behema, Hei cheminu Rav. But what did Rava say about Meister Behema? Right, the sugis at the end of Bechoros. Amar lehu, hachi amar Rava, v'hachi amar Rava. He gave him over a mini shear. Meanwhile, he was late to review the drasha with the one who gave the drasha. Adahachi nagel the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Right, he was late and he didn't come. Amar le Rabbanu the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. The Rabbanu say kum the nagelon. So the rabbis who were waiting for, they see Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak sitting there, he wasn't giving the drasha, they said, no, give the drasha. See how they give the drasha. Lama Yasamar, why are you sitting? Omer Lahu, he says to them, Yasivna v'kamintara la'arsi de Rav Ada bar Abba. He knew if his chavrusa didn't come, he probably died. Why else would he be late? So he says, I'm waiting for the coffin of Ravada Bar Abba. And nu, Adahachi Nafakala Dinoch Nachi Ravada Bar Abba. And that's what Kachave, that's what happened. He was died. Umistaver, Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Anshe, and the Gemara says, Mistaver, that was the last one that did it. To say those words, that he probably died, Adaval, right, as the Gemara says, Kishkaga Shiyotim Lefneh Shalit, like sometimes even a little bit of a klala comes out, even not meant as a klala, and that's what happened, in this case. The Chazon Ish writes in two places, at least, in Sanhedrin Chaf Yud, and at the end of Yeridea, he says that in all of these stories, we had something like this a couple of weeks ago also, in all of these stories, it doesn't mean that Dafka, because of this person, there was power to die. Right? We had this, remember that they all had, there was Ayin Hara, because the one, we had a couple of, on Daf Tezvav, right, Daf Tezvav I think it was, or Daf Yudalid, when he wrote all of those, Daf Yudalid. Daf Yudalid, where he was able to write, right, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, right, he wrote a Sefer Torah in the exact proportions, right, as tall and the circumference, in one time, and Yavu Bir Abanan Yenayav Adoch Nafshei. Rabbi, I looked and Noach Nafshi. So you mentioned there also, B'shein the Chazonish, that no, this was the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that they were supposed to die. They knew. But it just worked out in this regards that it was also related to this event that took place. We can't say Chas V'Shalom that anybody has power over what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want to happen. So that's what he talks about here. It happened to be, in some of these cases, it worked out that way because there was a lack of Kavod HaTorah, there would have been a zilzal, people were waiting for the drasha, and the drasha wasn't happening. So, but fundamentally, it wasn't that, this had power over when a person was supposed to live or not. Just two points. Number one is going a little backwards. The Torah quotes, talking about the Reish Kala, the shear given on Shabbos, the Torah quotes the Medrash in Parshas Vayakel, Simon Reish Sadi in the Torah. The Beis Yosef actually quotes it in full, that the Shabbos afternoon shear by the Rav in a shul goes back thousands of years, the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu already was Mesakein, that after you eat and after you take a little nap, V'yachar HaShena, Kovin Medrash, says the Torah. K'di'isa b'medrash, Amra Torah l'vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, K'shikatsi Yisrael La'aretz, Zeratz L'Karmo, V'zeratz L'Sadehu, V'ani Matehei Alai, but Yisrael are going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and when are people going to learn? They're going to be busy with their parnasa all week. Amar la yeshli zug shani mezavig lecha, V'shabes shmo, Shem betelem imelachtam, V'yicholom la'asok b'cha. Shabbos is the day. Alkein tsarech sheyikvu medrash lohodia lahem es chukei ho'elokim ves tarosav. That's the tour. And the Beis Yosef says, and you see it's clear from the medrash that the ikker of what should be done is halacha. The language of the medrash. Lohodia la'am es chukei ho'elokim ves tarosav. Right? The shir in halacha. Again, it has to be one that people are inspired to come to and to be interested in. And not always. That could be a different topics, but says the Bach right here. Umikarov, again, the full Tanchum is quoted here by the Beis Yosef. Umikam samchu b'chol tfusos agolol his kabes b'bate knesios likros mikro v'lidrash b'divir agada achas u'deshachras. There's a shir. So the Bach says, I don't know if the Beis Yosef, he quotes lidrosh likro mikro, he says, I think it's the halacha. Umikarov nispashe lidrosh kol drashos ba'agados v'lo b'dinim v'halachos kol ikar neged das torasenu. The Bach is very upset. I mean, I think the Bach would say it's better to do that than just to waste your time. I don't think the Bach is against, not coming to a shir. But he says you have to make sure to use the time to be able to teach, especially if this is the only time that people have to hear halacha the whole week. One has to make sure that it is done. Just one final point related to the sugya, and that is the pasuk that was quoted earlier from Amos about Al Sarfu Atzmos Melech Edom. He was punished for burning the bones of the king of Edom. The Chashuke Chemed here has a question. What nachri shetziva limsaras gufo laachar mosel lebeit sefer lerefua ulaachar hashimush yisrefu ba'esh es hanosar migufo ha'im mutter liyehudi lisrof es gufa. Cremation, is there an isser for a Jew to cremate a non-Jew's body if the non-Jew wants. Because it's an isser for a Jew, Rachmana Litzlan, to be cremated based on various different sources. Number one, there's a mitzvah of kfura. Number two, the poskim say it's a reflection that you don't believe in tchias hameisim. Right? There are different elements of what the source of the isser is. But what about when it comes to a non-Jew? If a non-Jew asks for it, so maybe he says, based on this pasuk here in Amos, right, where he was punished for burning the Atzmos Melech Edom, right? So maybe it shows that it's a problem. But he quotes, based on a number of svaris, l'chora, it should be mutter. There in the pasuk is just because he did it in a way he wasn't asked to do it. The king of Moab, and he did it in a mivuza way. But if it's asked to be done, and there's no mitzvahs kfura mida oraisa by umos haolam, it's because of darkei shalom. If he asks, in darkei shalom not to, because he's asking you to. And then he quotes from Rav Yashiv that he says, had a Jew hire out if he owns real estate, because he hired a real estate to non-Jews for this type of service, he said, maker a din, l'chor, it should be okay. But again, that's a big halachic topic. Interesting. Okay, weiter. Says the Mishnah. Back to lo yachpor issues. If somebody has a wall next to their friend's wall, lo yismach lo kosel acher, elam kein hichak mimenu dalal amos. You can't build another wall until you distance it for amos. We'll have to see what that means. What do you mean? If you have a wall there, so what are we talking about another wall? So we'll see. Hachalonos, if somebody's building a wall opposite their friend's windows, this we had back on Daf Beis, Bein Milamalan, Bein Milamatan, Bein Mikinegdan, Arba Amos. I have to make sure that I can't see in. So, and I don't block their light. So I have to either very high above the four, at least four Amos, above the window, below the window, or out from the window. So the Gemara says, V'kama hechi samech. I don't understand the first line of the Mishnah. It says, if you have a wall next to your friend's wall, don't put the wall within four Amos. So what do you mean? How was the first one there? What's happening? Tosfos says the question must be assuming that the first wall fell down. That if you put the first wall and it fell down, you can't put the second one. But how was the first one so close? So I'm Rav Yehuda Achikama. Rav Yehuda said, no, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Haba lismoch. If somebody wants to build a wall, lo yismoch elam kein hechem yimeno dalad amas. It means that you can't build a wall within four amos of your friend's wall. Why? We'll see the svara. Because walking near a wall strengthens the ground under the wall, and therefore if I put it so close to the other person's wall, so then there's going to be less traffic next to the wall, and it's not going to be as strong as it used to be. That's why I have to leave the distance. Says the Gemara, Maskev LaRava, but that's not what the Mishnah says. V'ha Mishaya Koslo Sabach L'chazach Haverik Tani. It says in the Mishnah there was a wall there, Mishahaya Koslo. So it doesn't mean that you're coming lechatchila. So Elam Rabbah Rabbah says rather this is what the Mishnah means. Hachik Tani, Mishaya Koslo Samach Lakosal Chaveiro Barachok Dalan Amos. I had a wall and it was 4 amos away, but nafal and it fell down. Lo Yismach Lakosal Acher Elam Kedichem Mimeno Dalan Amos. I still have to keep the distance of the 4 amos. Why, my taima? Didavsha dahachla ma'ili lahasam. The traffic that goes there is good for the wall, and the rush says here in Siman Yudalid, and don't say that, oh, it's been like this for years, the wall's already strong enough. It doesn't need any more traffic. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that even if the wall fell down, I cannot put the second wall, any closer. I still have to allow the traffic. Period. Omar Rav, Lo Shanu El Kosel Gina. Rav suggests maybe this only applies to the wall that's surrounding a garden because there's no place to walk on the other side in the garden, right? There's vegetables there. Abo Kosel Chatzer, but if it's the wall of a Chatzer, in Balis Machsomech, maybe Rav says, you can't go close because people will trample on the other side of the wall and that will strengthen the wall. You don't need it on both sides. Says the Gemara, Rav Oshi Amar, no. Chatzer, Rav Oshi argues, Echad Kosel Gidav, Echad Kosel Chatzer, in Baal Lismoch Eino Somech. No, you can't do it either side. Maybe both sides strengthen. Rav Oshi says, you don't make any chilukin. Amar, Rav Yossi Ber Chanina, Velo Pligi, and really, Rav Yossi Ber Chanina says, maybe there's no machlokas between Rav and Rav Oshi. Habir Yeshana, Habir Chadasha. If it's an old city, and the wall's been there for years, so then it's allowed. But if it's a new one, it's not. What's old? What's new? So the Rashba says, it's totally on the Makam and the Zman. There's no specific time period, says the Rashba, that I would say what is old, what is new mean. Ulevelo gila and masai tikra chadasha umasai tikra yeshana. Hakol tali biriyas bezdin sheba oso mako v'sheba oso shah she'ein kol makom oshavim. V'tani ala milamalan kidei shelo yatzitz v'yira. And we learned the brisa about our Mishnah, how far up milamalan, you have to make it high enough kidei shelo yatzitz v'yira. You won't be able to stand on it and see. Milamatan shelo yamar v'yira. Lower down so that, again, you don't stand on it and see. Distance away from the other person's wall. Again, so you don't darken. So all those reasons are given in the Braisa to explain our Mishnah. So Taima Shelo Ya'afil. The reason the wall has to be distanced away is so that it doesn't darken the area. Ava Mishim Dav Shelo. But the Mishnah doesn't, the Braisa explaining the Mishnah doesn't make any reference to the issue of trampling, making the wall stronger. The only reason you have to distance is because you don't darken your friend's window. But the issue of Davsha is not dimensions. Isn't that a kasha on what we've said up above, Rava? Right, you'd see the issue of Davsha, of trampling near the wall is not an issue. No, Acham Ayaskina Baba Menatzad. No, you know why it's not an issue in our Mishnah? Because maybe in our Mishnah, it's talking about where the wall is perpendicular to the present wall. So how much of trampling is going to be prevented? The wall, it's just a little space where the edge of the wall meets the present wall. So that's why it's not an issue in the Mishnah, even though elsewhere it is. Vikama, Amar, Yaba, Chamua, the Ashian Bar Nidbach, Mishmei, the Rav, Kimali, Rachav, Chalon. So how far do you have to have it away if you want to just not in this case of perpendicular, it has to be a tefach. It has to be a tefach. That's how much not to be ma'afil, not to darken. The Tana of the Braisa. Right? That doesn't give a shear, but that's how much it is. Says the Gemara Valo Meitzitz. One second, but if it's only a tefach away, can't you stand on it and see in? So forget the darkening, right? Hezek re'iya. Amar azid b'madir es koslo. Tefach is enough if the roof is slant, if the top of the wall is slanted, so you can't stand on it. Madir koslo, and then if it's sloping, it wouldn't be, that would be why it's mutter. V'anantanan arba amos, but didn't our Mishnah say arba amos and not a tefach? Lo kasha kan meruach achas, kan mishtei ruchos. The price is only from one side. And that's why one tefach. The Mishnah is two sides. What does two sides mean? And two sides means dalal amos. Right? So many different pshatim in the Rishonim. What exactly does this mean? Rabbeinu Gersha means, it means if you're building two walls, they on opposite sides of the window, both walls each have to be four amos away. Every wall has to be four amos away from the window. Right, that's Rabbeinu Gershom right here on the fourth wide line. Or else it's going to cause dark. It's going to darken the area. You look at the Yad Ramah says, no, one of them has to be Dalan Amos away and the other one can be a Tefach away. That's enough to keep the line in. While the Rashba, last shot, the Rashba says that it's four Amos between the walls. Right, wherever the window is, and in that way, the light will still come in. So either way, the different shiurim in terms of keeping the light into your friend's windows. Tashma, let's try again. Again, what's the issue we're asking or proving? The issue was whether trampling next to a wall is a value that you have to take into account when you build your wall. So Tashma, Vesa Kosel, this is a line from the Mishnah in a few lines from now. Vesa Kosel, Menamaschela, when you build a wall next to your friend's roof, which has a gutter on it, Dalat Amos, the Kosel has to be four Amos away, because they should hey Zoki Vesasulam. So if the person has to go clean out his gutter, he has an area to lean his ladder down. So he has to have a few Amos out. So again, Taima Mishim Sulam. The reason you can't put it so close is because you need a place for the ladder. Ava Mishim Dav Shalo. Sounds like we're not worried about the trampling and strengthening issue. Hachamayaskinan B'maschila Mishu Pa'as. We're talking about a case where it's slanted, but it's overhanging. So you'd be able to trample underneath. Underneath the gutter, there's space there. So you don't need extra area for trampling because it exists. De'imi shum davshahu haka'azel vasitute. Right, there's place to go under, and therefore you wouldn't have to make extra area for the trampling. That's why the Braisa, the Mishnah, only talks about the issue of the ladder. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah. And Hashem, we will continue with the Marchikin discussions, how much the distance in all these different cases tomorrow.